next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claves. The Gophers are 2-5 in conference play and 5-6 overall. Minnesota hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you can make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, excited for the kids. It finally got rewarded with the win, with the schedule we played and how well we played. We just hadn't been able to quite get out a win, so I was really happy for them to get a win. And then, you know, don't get to enjoy it very long, and everybody be excited about the opportunity to play for the Axe this week versus Wisconsin, another border war that's important to both parts of the state. And, you know, we look for a good week of preparation, and hopefully we perform well on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temples with ESPN.com.
Tracy, what would it mean to win back the Axe, given how long it's been at Wisconsin, and also the fact that Jerry Kill intends to be there?
Yeah, you know, as well as we've been here for the 5 years, obviously we haven't won it yet. This is our fifth year, and it's the one trophy game here at the University of Minnesota that we have not been able to get with Coach's career. And with him being in attendance at the game because of the epilepsy awareness and all that, it would be a huge event and very exciting for everybody involved. But at the same time, it's also a big challenge with the way that Wisconsin has continued to play and be one of the best teams in the country.
Do you intend to have Coach Kill talk to the team at all, since he's talked about this game's importance for quite some time, or will you meet with players in any way?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, he's there. He is going to participate in Senior Day. I think that's important with the introduction of the seniors, because he's the one who recruited them here and has had the most to do with them over the last 5 years. So I think that's the big plans for the day.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jeff Petrakis with Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, Tracy, I was wondering if you could look back at last year's game for a second. I know you guys have a solid secondary, but it looked like number 86 for Wisconsin, Erickson, was able to hurt you guys at key moments last year. And I'm just curious, how much of that had to do with maybe being so focused on shutting down their running game that sometimes their play action gets teams?
I think that's in the past. That's what they've done to everybody. I mean, you have to focus that hard. They've always got a Heisman candidate back there in the backfield, and if you don't control that part of it, you have no chance of winning at all. And then you take your chances with the play action passes, and hopefully, you know, they don't get behind you for scores. So we did. We gave up a few long passes, but I think the thing that hurt us late in the game was then the long passes is that we got away from doing as good a job, and in the second half they were able to run the ball better. And any time you give Wisconsin, you know, a two-way go, as any team, they're extremely hard to defend.
Okay, and a quick follow-up. Since you and Jerry came up there, you guys haven't had success throwing the ball against them. I mean, you've been able to run the ball at times, but is Mitch better qualified or prepared this year, given how well he's playing, to make that a little more effective, your passing game this year?
You know, we'll take whatever we're given. You know, I think that's the part of any offensive plan is I think we'll have a good play selection of both run and pass, and we'll just have to see how they line up and defend us and make the adjustments. But, you know, when you talk about balanced offense, I think it's taking advantage of whatever the defense gives you the best chance to move the ball, and that's what we'll try to do on Saturday.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you mentioned, it'll be Senior Day this weekend. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that class and that group has had for your program?
Yeah, you know, there's a group of kids that, you know, had to have a little belief without evidence, because that's when we first got here, and we weren't very good. We weren't winning very many football games. We didn't have the best locker room atmosphere, and so those kids had to come on trust in the coaching staff and the beliefs, and each year they've gotten better and better, and you know, we've been going by the brick by brick, and each year they did. They put in a few more new bricks in place we need in order to win, and helped out tremendously with recruiting of the next three or four classes, and so they've done a good job of setting the principles and the atmosphere and the mentality that we want here at the University of Minnesota, and for that we'll always be thankful to them.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.